It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Bit of a technicality here.
Got a special guest all the way from Scott Base. Ayana, are you there?
Kia ora, yes I am.
How's it going? Is it blowing a blizzard down there? Anything like what we'd think it would be doing?
It's actually not at all. It's beautiful, sunny, about 1 or 2 degrees. Which is, when I first got down here, we were hitting temperatures like negative 40, but now we're in the positives mostly.
Rad. And what time is it there? And is it just mostly daytime all the time, or how does it work?
Yeah, so same time as New Zealand down here.
Oh.
So just going on 6 o'clock right now.
Can you draw like a straight line from New Zealand to Scott Base? Is it?
I guess.
Yeah, because the Earth's flat, so that's pretty easy.
Have you managed to have a look and see what's on the other side of Antarctica at all? Is it just the other side of the planet? Or?
No, I haven't quite managed to get to the horizon yet.
What is your business down there, might we ask?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a domestic, that's the role title. I'm a cleaner. I'm a cleaner of Scott Base. Mm-hmm. So I'm down here supporting science by cleaning the toilets.
That's rad. How did you get that gig? Was someone like, oh, we need someone to just clean up around here? And you're like, yep, I can do that.
Well, actually, I was at BFM and we were having a conversation about how it was on the, I think they did a promotional thing on the news or at 7 Sharp or something, and I don't watch it at all, but people were talking about around the studio, and I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Maybe I'll apply, and yeah, sort of just went from there.
What are the pros and cons of doing anything in Antarctica?
It feels like it takes a long time to do anything because you have to sort of get dressed up in all your warm clothes. At the moment, not too bad, though, because you can kind of go outside in shorts and a T-shirt. It feels really warm. You get lots of static shocks around base because it's not properly
so dry.
Grounded.
Oh, it doesn't have...
Pardon?
I've experienced this before living in Colorado. You just got like a shock off everything, even wood. You know, like all these unexpected items. You're like, oh my God, it's just so dry.
Honestly, and when I'm making beds and I'm kneeling on the beds, you get shocks through the springs, like on your knees, or sometimes when you're washing your hands, the water gives you a shock.
What?
What kind of science is going on all around you? Like, what's everyone's business down there? Are you in a specific like New Zealand little area? And if so, is there a flag flying?
There is a flag flying out the front. Serious business with that. So we're just across the hill from McMurdo, but we have we are hosting, I think, just over 20 science events this summer season.
Whoa.
So we have lots of climate science going on.
Yes.
As well. Yeah, is a little bit of animal science, looking at the penguins and the underwater stuff. Pardon?
Whales.
John's just saying animal names.
Sea life.
Yeah. Just count off all the animal names. We can't see any whales or anything at the moment because while we're right on the coastline with Scott Base, it's all frozen at the moment. So hopefully I get to see the sea ice break out, and when the icebreakers come through, apparently they like cut through channels in the sea ice, and that's when all the whales just come through exactly in those channels all the time so they can come up.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, I get to see all that action.
How long have you been down there, Ayana, in Antarctica? Can I just keep saying that because it's quite a gnarly drop?
Since mid-September. I'll be here till the end of February.
That's a while.
You're calling us from like a mobile phone line as well, which is just like fantastic. It's good to know that we can have a chat.
Yeah.
Is there like a bar or like a local little joint where everyone goes to let off steam, so to speak?
Yeah, there's we've got the Teddy Flag Bar here at Scott Base, which is pretty cool.
Excuse me?
What? Over at McMurdo, they've got
the Teddy's Flag Bar.
Teddy Flag, yeah.
Is there someone specifically tasked with staffing the bar?
You talking about a bar key?
There is.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a contractor that runs the bar and shop here.
Oh, wow. So you purchase drinks at Scott Base? It's not like it's a
free-for-all. They're pretty cheap, though.
Okay. Is there like a spot where everyone can drink the beers together, or do you have to take them back to your little warren and kind of like...
No, you can drink them in the bar.
Yeah, okay.
Have you experienced any good parties at Scott Base?
Well, you happen to be talking to the president of the social committee right now, so I'm going to say that the parties have been fantastic.
What's the
great dress-up parties?
Crack up. What's the most casual person that would arrive in Antarctica? Like, is it on the menu at all for me to just like sort of adventure tourism there for like a couple of nights? And like, is there like a little hotel that I'd stay in? Is that kind of what you're cleaning, or what's the? Is it just science-related?
So Scott Base, it's just this, I suppose we're New Zealand's base supporting science down here. So we've got the accommodation of all the staff. So you need, it's basically all the roles that you would in, a small village. So you need your mechanics, you need your carpenters, you
cool.
need the, field support people that know all about the glaciers and all about the sea ice and what it's like to climb mountains and stuff like that. You need your chefs. So we've got three chefs down here who cook fantastic meals. You need your cleaners. You sort of just need everything. So when the science groups come through, we host them and enable them to do their science.
You don't need radio presenters or anything like that?
Well, we actually have a radio station down here.
What's it called?
It's just Scott Base FM, yeah.
I feel like we probably could have gone for a bit more of a gruntier name. If anybody does want to name the Antarctica radio station, feel free to text that in, 5395.
Now, Ayana...
I'm supposed to be plumbers down there, eh? That might be a bit of angle for me, actually.
Totally. Are there any...
don't say it like that.
Are there any nearby... I know there's a lot of international bases down there doing science. What's a Scott Base's nearest neighbour?
McMurdo, so that's the American base.
Are you like...
right over the hill, literally 3 kilometres away.
Is it a little bit like Shelbyville? Are you like, the McMurdos kind of thing?
unfortunately, we haven't been able to hang out with them that much this season because each time a new flight comes in, we have to, separate quarantine for 7 days.
Right.
So
but that's a good reason to be like...
We're about to enter a green period tomorrow, which should mean a bit more partying, but it's, yeah... definitely been more separated this season.
How do you guys get there? Do you all ride snowmobiles over to the other base, or do you jump do you ski tour, or do you
a little bit less glamorous? We have a gravel road.
Penguins. Oh,
right. Have a what? A road.
Just a gravel road.
Oh, yeah.
It was covered in snow when I first got here, but it's all.
What is the number one? We've got a lot of Antarctica questions. Sorry, Anya.
Fair enough.
what is the? What is the number one mode of transport? Is it just a Range Rover, or do you guys have hovercrafts down there?
we have really cool little Haglunds, though.
What is that?
They're you should definitely Google up a New Zealand Haglund. They're they look like they're a Star Wars, and that's what we use to travel on.
Is it Hagland? Is it New Zealand made?
Haglund, L U N D.
Is this
is it a mini, snow cat? Is that what you're talking about? Like a tractor?
Yeah. And it looks really condensed.
Oh, wow. It's like a little tank. It looks like a Portacom tank.
Yeah. So we use them to travel on the ice shelf and out on the sea ice and stuff. They're just Toyotas round the roads on the island.
Oh, man. These Haglunds, they look tough as hell. Rad.
Yeah.
Mint.
What's your favourite thing that you've learnt since being in Antarctica?
Really good question. I love living with a whole heap of scientists. They're so interesting and unique, and they've got lots of knowledge about all sorts of things. We had one science group down here, and they have this really cool robot that swims under the sea ice and collects all this information. And they have some funding to support climate science down here, so they're supporting all sorts of different groups with their robot. But they also have funding from NASA because if they can test it down here and get it operating and working good, then they can send it to Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, and start searching for life there.
Wow.
So we're hanging out with this group of people that are hopefully going to be sending their robot up to Europa one day. So it's really cool.
That's crazy. But I'm just wondering, is there a little soccer field where everyone can play soccer and stuff on the ice or anything like that? Is there a sport? What do you do for sports?
We did set up a curling rink we literally got the buffer that we used to buff the floors here, and we're buffing the sea ice.
That's the best bit. That person that just goes gnarly ass trying to get the thing to slip or stop.
Yeah.
Not sure which one it is.
We just opened the ski field though, which is pretty cool.
Do you have a rope tow, or have you got like a...
Yeah, we have a rope tow.
Oh, wow. Did you take some skis down, or are there just a bunch of skis down there?
There's a whole heap here. I am regretting not bringing my own snowboard. I just didn't pack it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's heaps of snowboards and skis here.
What's the snow like? Rusty. Is it a bit wind blowing, or do you get nice powder days down there?
Yeah, mostly wind blown snow. It's so dry though. It's such a dry, really, really dry snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit icy at the moment on the ski field, but there's some nice patches.
Could you like actually experience the white room? You know, where you're just like...
Do you? Is there any pow-pow around, kind of thing?
Not like Japan. But hopefully we get some good snow soon. It's so dry here that it doesn't actually snow that much, but as mm-hmm. it gets warmer like it is now, you can expect a little bit more snow. When it's like the middle of winter, it doesn't really snow here at all. It just gets blown over.
What are the threats? Are there any, because obviously there's no polar bears, but is a lot of penguins kind of scary? If you turn the corner, it's like, oh shit. Is it like one of those little kid gangs in London? You know what I mean?
Maybe some seals.
We don't have any penguins near us right now at Scott Base, but as it warms up and the sea ice breaks out, we'll hopefully get some of the emperors marching past and going south again past us. But I've been up to an Adelie penguin colony, and they're the little ones that like steal the rocks and sort of have little arguments with each other about who has the most rock piles, and they're really strange, like...
Are you surprised at how kind of gross penguins are? They're actually kind of little messy buggers, eh?
So smelly. They're just like...
I mean, and they're in tuxedos as well. Layer. It's like, oh, guys, come on, clean up your act.
Yeah. And the seals, we've got heaps of Weddell seals out the front. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we're right on the coastline. And they sort of, when they're ready to breed, they drill up through the sea ice with their teeth. They, like, gnaw it from the bottom. And they create a little hole, and they come up, and they've been breeding out the front of base.
Are you allowed to do fishing and stuff, like, through the hole kind of thing?
No, we're not allowed. Yeah. Although one of the science groups that was part of their science was to go fishing.
Do you grow any food on site at Scott Base? Like a solar-powered hydro type thing?
Inhospitable
comes to mind.
Mm. You're not allowed dirt or anything like...
it's like Waterworld.
...stuff down here. It's like going to a different country mm-hmm. through customs. You can't take any,
Yeah, you got to keep it clean.
Environmental matter.
Fair enough. Do you guys have movie night and stuff?
Definitely. Yeah, we've got a movie room.
Do you watch like Antarctica kind of movies? Like, have you watched The Thing? John Carpenter's The Thing down
there? Yeah, we watched it before we came down all together.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite. Also that one, 30 Days of Night, that New Zealand vampire movie. It's really good, actually. It's fantastic. I'm not sure if it's based in Antarctica, but it's basically about, it becomes dark for a long time and these vampires just... Do you know what? I'm not going to tell you what the movie's about because it's probably not best
no
for
spoilers.
You.
No spoilers.
Because you actually are in Antarctica right now living this life.
Anything else, Ayana, that springs to mind about your experiences down there on the ice?
The 24-hour sun at the moment is tripping me out a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I think my sleeping pattern's been a bit disrupted by it.
Hmm.
But it's pretty cool. I am looking forward to, like, seeing, like, a dark night.
Going to sleep?
Yeah.
Like how long do you get normally at night with 24-hour sun? Do you like...
That's literally the whole day, John. So
do you like
carry the four? Yep, that's all of it.
Set yourself a reminder to go to bed and draw the curtains and try and get like 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, you can get caught up. The rooms are kept pretty dark, so that's not really an issue. It's more like if you're yarning to someone and you don't look at your watch, like your body just won't tell you to go to sleep because it's just... daylight out there.
Yeah. Trippy. Crazy. Hey, someone's just asking if you've got sled dogs down there, or even just pet dogs.
No dogs. I can't remember what year they stopped bringing dogs down here. I feel
probably
like
the year that one showed up with
80s,
a penguin in its
early
mouth.
Early
90s. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Red, Anya, Jesus Christ, what's your name? Ayana. Thank you so much for taking the time and having a chat all the way from Antarctica.
I feel like we should get a sting out of Ayana. You're familiar with BFM stings, Ayana?
But it's just not windy enough. Can you like go outside and make it sound like you're totally there?
Hi, it's Ayana here. I'm from Scott Base.
It's fucking...
You're listening to my BFM.
No, give us a sting for sure.
Yeah. Wow. so windy down here at Scott Base. What's that, BFM? It's too hard to do stage.
I actually just think it's a credit to the technology, really. We're just that's great. Maybe we can touch base some other time if it's no stress for you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Rad. How long are you down there for?
Till middle, end of February.
Oh, fabulous. Well, take care down there. Say hi to everyone. And
yeah, cheers.
And is there any COVID down there?
No, they all quarantine.
No.
Rad.
Mm. No COVID yet.
Okay. Yet. Ooh, yeah, okay. All right, take it easy.
Yeah, see you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Yana.
Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.